Teach me not a thing. Can only get better. Can only get over me, you know. The Labour Party led their 1997 election campaign with Things Can Only Get Better. But one thing that's definitely not got better since then is voter turnout. The following election saw voter apathy hit an all-time low, with under 60% of the electorate exercising their democratic right. On closer inspection, it's clear that the younger you are, the less likely you are to vote, with less than half of 18 to 24-year-olds doing so in 2010. But there are 16-year-olds who want the chance.
Our opponents question whether we're informed enough to take the vote at 16. Are we mature enough to vote at 16? Well, we're mature enough to leave home, to go out to work, to pay our taxes. At 16, we can marry our MP, we can sleep with our MP, and we can have children with our MP.
The Youth Parliament sat in the House of Commons for the first time in 2009. James Evans delivered that impassioned speech proposing that the voting age in the UK be lowered to 16, and the mock parliament voted it as the most important issue that year, fronting their annual campaign. So why are the majority of young voters seemingly so disengaged with politics, and could changing the voting age help to reverse this trend? Joe Vinson is the youngest councillor in the country.
I can see the reason why 16-year-olds would be perhaps less interested and less engaged. When you take into account that politicians rarely listen to young people, they rarely debate issues that affect young people. So what are these politicians selling to young people? What's the appeal?
Joe's also president of Cornwall College's Student Union and a campaigner for the group Votes at 16.
There's lots of things at 16 that the state entrusts you with. If you can pay tax at 16, you should be able to dictate how you think that tax should be spent.
Does he have a point? In the Isle of Man, Jersey and Guernsey, 16-year-olds already have the vote. And there's a belief among those supporting the change that if you can marry, join the armed forces or become a director of a company, for example, why shouldn't you be able to vote on the issues that affect you? Would being given the vote at 16 encourage people to take more interest in politics? I went to see Oliver Colville, the MP for Plymouth, Sutton and Devonport, who believes there are ways of engaging young people.
I think the word politics is probably the big turn-off. I think what you have to talk about are the issues, EMAs, whether or not people should be allowed to drink at the age of 16 rather than 18, whether or not cannabis should be legalised or not. Those are the key issues.
But does he think 16-year-olds should be allowed to vote?
No, I don't. I think that, frankly, we should end up by having a voting age, which we do now, of 18. I think you do have to remember that 16-year-olds do actually need to live a bit of life.